I was majoring in English, and there was only one other African-American student there who majored in English at the same time I did. And even the two of us, we never had a class together. So throughout getting my bachelor's degree, I was always the only person of color in that class. Everybody else was white. And what I learned during that time was that you can truly be invisible to teachers. And teachers need to realize that students can tell if they're invisible. The professors would look out at the class, and some way their eyes would not fall on me. They would be looking beyond me, on each side of me, in front of me, but I'd be staring at them, and their eyes would never make contact with mine. I didn't have to worry about being called on because they never saw me. It was just an incredible thing that I could be invisible in those classes like that. I never got to be real friends with people in class. You know, we'd sit in those classes together, but I don't blame those students. They had never been in an environment with anybody who wasn't white. I had never been in an environment with anybody who wasn't black. You know, it's kind of the way it is. And I didn't have the opportunity to live on campus except one summer. I lived off campus. So I lived off campus with black girls. So there was just no opportunity to learn. But I do know that the president at that time, President Doudna, really wanted to make that environment okay for us. He'd have the black students into his office to find out what they ought to do, encourage us to get involved. And it's amazing. When I go back to Eastern now, I mean, the student center is even called the Martin Luther King Student Center. There are black students and Latino students and Asian students everywhere. It wasn't like that then. And the first time they asked me to come back, I told them it was really bittersweet because I had had a really hard time.